This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville, FUBAR Radio.
Chaplin pissed off, living with a bitch, so I dumped that bitch. Switch, got a new bit, made a few changes, little rearranging. Now I'm raging, still a bit crazy, now I don't feel like shit.
But I do feel like this, little bit pissed, little bit twist, little bit lost in the mist, but shit, go clear out your shit, don't ask for a lift. Man was feeling this, feeling that jump, hand on the rope on a Amstel bus. I was running down waterfalls and wolf blood in a whirlpool of serpents, hurt and link crud. I was swerving the urges, a nosedive love to the urgent emergence. And I was just thinking, cyclone thoughts importing new victims. I go coursing dolphins all pitches, I them blinking, remove the blinkers. I'm just a man, but I know the witches. Got them on lock like genies and wishes. Then there's this terrorist chick, all sadistic. Man, just jump. She got ridiculous, stupid, addictive. Man, conspicuous, lost brain cells. That's just the pictures. That's that imagery time. I go silly with lines and go, yeah.
Check, this on a cartoon thing like Duffy and Duck. Any boy test neck, I get broke. None of them don't know. Killer man from Stockwell Park Plus. When I used to say so what? Enough of them will office the killer man and rise up the Glock. Not gonna do it, killer man's doing a lot. I've been mashing up dances, fucking up the whole spot. Now killer's army's at the top. With the army, a massive army, a car step. Globally, not locally, we are rep. Now boy, if y'all tell killer people, forget where I come from. Killer's army and killer man, I rep London. Connect, connect, connect. Make sure everything correct, correct. Money me, I deal with. Music me love. And you know, I said the killer man, have it, have it.
Ever since I was a shifty youth. Raps the route, I chose to shift my mood. Back a day, man used to shift some food. Nowadays, I do that grit on tune. Certain man can barely hold a high note. How the hell they gonna hold a tune? Man like me, been known to got the spice. Why I gave your wife the worm like it was you. You, I've been ripping my thread since I dipped out the womb. You man tripped out the wire, now you're about to skits out the goon. And your boy, them should have said nothing. Now you're facing impending doom. Finger poised above the red button. See how swiftly things can go boom.
Yeah, state your name, state your purpose, state your aim. State your claim, it's all worthless. Say my name, your bake, it's all squirmish. Your whole act is more than superfluous. Another glory coming on purpose. Shake lace and elite proud for the purchase. Straight B, with a penchant for the service. Straight B, like the apex of my verses. I'm the apex pimp, you're a gap here. Looking us latex skip, ain't a skipping us paycheck. I'm the umpire in my empire, you're a strip. Yeah, trim, little shape up before I put him in the bin. Maybe get your little broadcast in the gym. Two, two, pepper for the fabric sort of team. Bigger fan, Dyke star, man, they're coming for the win. Win.
That's Rex 01 featuring Killer P, Inja and Foreign Beggars by Dirty Dyke. Big tune, that.
Huge tune.
Perfect song to start the show with. If only Marcel could hear it as he was travelling here, that would kind of...
He'd be running.
...expedite things, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Because Marcel is unfortunately running a little bit late, but myself, Michael Payne and Natalie are here holding you down until he gets here. And until 6 o'clock, we've got a packed show. This is the last show of the year, so you know we're going to see it off with a bang. Not literally, but with some strings, actually. We're going to be highly strung because we've got a... The Grime Violinist. I was going to call her by her real name just then, because I know her by her real name, obviously. And, well, not obviously. I don't know how obvious that would be.
But well, you know everyone, so that's just assume that you
would
know.
If people know
her.
Me, they'd know that I know her real name. But she's amazing, an immense talent. One of only probably, I think, three violinists working in, like, the urban scene, as they like to call it. And, absolutely brilliant she is. I met her a few years ago now when we worked together she was part of a string quartet at the time, and we did a video for SBTV.
Yeah.
And then randomly I was drinking at the Haggerston pub, I can't remember how long after, and we recognised each other in the, I think it was in the in the toilets. The washroom is like a shared space.
Oh, okay,
between
right.
Both.
So you met over a sink.
That's yeah.
Nice.
Let that sink in.
That's nice.
She's coming up. Jungle Brown are going to be joining
Rick
us.
Rick Flow from
just
Jungle
Rick
Brown.
Flow yeah, from Rick Jungle Flow, yeah. Brown. And not the whole posse, but just Rick Flow. And then Big Heath.
Yes.
Is going to be joining us last.
He's the last guest today.
He's our last
That's
guest.
Right.
Last guest of the year, then.
Oh, God, yeah.
Those are big shoes to fill. Thankfully, his name's Big Heath.
Yeah, hence why he's the last guest. It couldn't have been Little Heath. That wouldn't have worked.
Worked at all.
No.
Would have had to attempt to get his big brother in. But it's going to be a packed show. Marcel should be here soon.
Yeah.
In the meantime, what have you been up to, Nat?
I actually, after the show last week, went to go and see Cypress Hill at Brixton,
mm-hmm.
who were amazing,
mm-hmm.
And had Mixmaster Mike as their DJ.
Yeah, that was quite...
I don't know why I was quite surprised. I don't know whether that's a thing that he does it with them a lot, but I also knew that Beastie Boys were over here maybe last week as well, or week
right.
before.
So you know when, like, bands share kit?
Yeah, I quite like that.
Share a DJ.
Yes. No, it was good. It was nice. They... I had never seen them live. I've liked them for a long time, but I've never managed to see them live anywhere. You know, when you go to a festival and there's always something that's happened to prevent you from seeing
mm-hmm,
them or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that was really great. And I was surprised. But obviously, they did play all the big ones, if mm-hmm. you will. Like, can you imagine how mad the placement when they did Insane in the Brain? Yeah.
I can only imagine.
And Rock Superstar. They did mm-hmm. that rather than rap. You know, there's a Rap Superstar, Rock Superstar. Mm-hmm. They very much did the rock version of
okay.
that. And that was good. And the crowd was... very excitable. In fact, there was one guy that sort of crowd surfed, and the security grabbed him and then tried to, you know, how they take you out, but he was just constantly trying to run back, I think, almost towards on the stage.
It's like those little Christmas toys
yeah.
where you put the penguin at the top and
yeah.
it goes down on the slide. And
yeah.
Brilliant.
So Hannah, who I went with from here, we were just kind of kept being distracted by this guy, just keep trying to run. I think trying to run, just try to become a part of Cypress Hill, which was great. So that was fun. What have you been up to?
What have I been up to?
Well, I can tell you that you got annoyed about a magpie recently.
I did. I got woken up by a magpie, and then I realised that I often get woken up by this same magpie.
How do you know? It's the same sound. That's how you know. It's, mm-hmm. And you've seen it. You've had to
it
know
lives
it's a
in
magpie.
The tree directly outside my window.
One magpie?
One and some chicks. I don't know.
It's one for sorrow, isn't it?
Single parent. And that's the thing. Mm. So I kind of told it via tweet, because obviously birds tweet.
Mm-hmm.
This magpie must have Twitter.
Of course.
I told it via Twitter to fuck off and go and bother some superstitious person
yeah.
who believed in the whole concept of one for sorrow. And then I realised that I was that person.
The
magpie was making my life a misery.
So, yeah, so which means that it's true.
This is true. The
sorrow.
One for sorrow is definitely true, because there's one motherfucking magpie
yeah.
outside my window that's, yeah, causing me a very sorrowful life.
On the other hand, though, if there were two magpies there, which is supposedly for joy, it would still be sorrow, because it would just be more noise. So I don't know how that would not be.
More targets to aim at.
That's true. Yeah.
That's joy.
Oh, you're not superstitious, are you?
I'm not. I'm trying to unlearn some superstition.
So if you see a magpie, do you do that? Some people
I think
like,
about it. I'm like, not going to lie. I think about it.
Well, what's the stuff you're supposed to do? Like nod and go, good morning, Mr. Magpie.
Hello, Mr. Magpie.
Hello, Mr. Magpie.
Yeah. It's quite time sensitive, that greeting.
Depends, but also when you're out, it looks a bit, I don't know, it looks a bit odd just like talking to a magpie. So there's a magpie
but
one.
I live in Hackney, so.
Oh, okay. That's fine then, isn't it?
People talk to themselves on the street all the time.
Right, the hipsters, yeah.
Exactly.
So what's the other one? The salt over the shoulder thing. What's that for?
Isn't that in the kitchen? That's definitely a culinary thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because where else would you have salt?
No, I thought it was supposed to be bad luck to ward off a demon or something. There's something that happens, I don't know, maybe Hannah can look it up, where you have to throw the salt over your shoulder for good luck.
I know there is an event after which you do have to throw salt over your shoulder, but I always assume that was in the kitchen.
No, I don't think so. I think it's if something happens. Although I don't know where you'd always have to carry salt
you're
with
fucked,
you.
You're fucked, basically.
There's that. There's the black cat one as well, obviously, which is a superstition.
Mm-hmm.
If a superstitious person spills some salt at all, he must immediately throw a pinch over his left shoulder as well. Remember that.
Okay.
This is because the devil is likely to attack from the rear. That's all good devils do. Wow. Okay, that's cheeky devil.
Love that.
And we'll also attack for the left or sinister side. What, of the rear? I didn't know that this...
The left is the evil side, don't they?
The left side is the evil side.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good to know.
In sort of biblical stories, I'm pretty sure that important people, like, or important sidekicks were always on the right side.
Ah, okay. Is that why left-handed people were considered back in the day to be witches?
Probably.
And demonic and stuff?
Yeah, the left was evil.
Interesting, because I am left-handed.
But it's crazy because you put wedding rings on the left hand.
Yeah, you do. What's this? Some Christian beliefs hold that the devil hangs around behind your left shoulder waiting to take advantage of you. If you spill salt, the devil sees it as an invitation to step in and do evil. Throwing it over your shoulder into his face blinds him and renders him helpless. But, fair. You know, what does that mean? If someone's over your left shoulder that isn't the devil, you just have to assume.
As long as
it is,
I'm not at an ATM, they're fine. They can stay at my shoulder.
Well, that is where a devil would hang out, isn't it? An ATM, I think, over your shoulder.
The devil's got all the monies. The devil's the one that's giving out money for people to do evil deeds.
That is true. I might start carrying some salt around with me in case the devil tries to come up from the rear. Useful in many situations.
It's true. And you hit him in his eye if it's just a creepy guy.
If any devil tries to get on the rear, I'll do more than hit him in his eye. It won't be enough just to pour some salt on him, can you imagine? Good to know when you're in a club or somewhere as well that that person that's being all like that is actually the devil.
Exactly.
That is, yeah, when you think it's just some drunk guy.
Mm.
So that's good.
Yeah. What else have I been up to? Could you refresh my memory?
I also, having a look at your social media, I've seen that Ramesh Ranganathan has done a skit on your album.
Ah, yeah. Do you
Tell
remember the days
that.
Of the good skits?
I do.
On
lots
albums?
Of skits.
No one really does them anymore.
No.
No one has. Like, if for anyone that
speak of the devil and he shall appear.
Look at this.
Speak of him.
The skit himself.
Here is Mr. Skit.
In a very fetching regimental coat.
Actually, very
nice.
Quick, Marcel.
You smashed it, mate.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you.
Speak into the mic, Marcel.
I'm telling you now. TFL, you're letting me down right now.
Oh, what? Just now you've realised that?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, TFL been letting me down since...
Time.
Since time. Do you know what I mean? But...
You've only just noticed.
No. This, like... it's the first time I attempted to get a train into the show, and literally it was hell. I got to the station, I was there like 10 minutes early, looking at the board, and it's like it was flashing up like 10 past 3 train, platform 1, looked on platform 1, there was no train. There was a train on 2, so I got on the train on 2, and it was like, this one's not leaving yet, mate. This one's leaving at 3:25. I was like, so where's the train that's leaving next? It's like, oh, it's in the yard.
What? I was like, in someone's yard.
Do you know what I mean? I was like,
having a siesta.
Why is the early train in the yard and the late train out? That doesn't make sense. Like, why not just make that one the first train to go?
Yeah.
So anyway, like, I was just like going through the motions, like walking around, thinking to myself, what am I gonna do? So then
called me.
I called Nat and was like,
Nat, port a call.
I'm going to be a bit late.
Well, do you know what? Thanks to technology, I'm able to keep track of your transport. And I can tell you that 3:25 train got cancelled. So
that.
Imagine.
Look
yeah.
at that. Hindsight. And
that is madness.
Yeah.
See?
So it's happy because I also knew what time you'd get into the station in London. And then I sent him the kind of, this is the quickest way to get the tube.
Yeah, I've got the tube.
Yeah. And you made it in good time, Marcel.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I've not missed the grand violinist, so...
No, you
do
haven't.
I mean?
No.
Want you to do that.
But you also haven't missed us talking to Michael Payne about having Ramesh Ranganathan on his new album to do a skit.
Yes, so we were kind of on the subject of skits. And like I said, for anyone who... Or like I was just about to say, for anyone who's listening and doesn't know what a skit is, it's basically a track on an album that isn't a song. It'll be like speaking or like some sort of how do I explain it? Usually like a scene.
Yeah.
Usually it's a scene.
Which can sometimes lead into the next song.
It sometimes
explaining
can.
It,
so sometimes it's just for a bit of relief from the music.
And
know?
Sometimes people have kind of sort of well-known people to come on and do a little skit, especially what you've done with Ramesh.
I have done that with Ramesh, yeah. Ramesh has done an amazing skit. I'm not going to tell you on air what he what he does in the skit because I really want it to be a surprise for people.
Okay, for when the album's out.
When the album's out in May.
In May,
yeah,
okay.
The Night Elm on Mare Street, bitches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not with the Night Elm on Mare Street, I'm just calling you all bitches.
Okay, that's nice. Well, Marcel, you've also been... Oh, you did a gig in Nottingham, I believe.
I done Nottingham and Liverpool over the weekend.
They were
mental.
Did you see the videos? The gigs, yeah. And I did see the videos. Oh, yeah. But I was going to say, even if I hadn't those areas, if anyone says I did a gig in
Yeah, like
anywhere up north, really.
Literally, I was so gassed. Like, so basically, like obviously, like my cousins, they like do photography and that kind of stuff. But like, there was another guy that was riding around the back of the stage, and he posted something up on Instagram, and I was like, wait, what was that? And then I realized it was actually my show, and it was one when I'm jumping up and down. And yeah. I was like, that looks amazing. Like, that's some serious yeah. videography mm-hmm. right there. Like, I was like, guess. I was like, send me what you got.
You know, did you DM him?
Yeah, like, and then he sent them through. Yeah, and then I think it was the Crossroads one when all the lights are up, and I was literally like, yo,
it's immense, isn't like, it? Seeing it from those two perspectives.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Obviously, the best one is you.
Yeah, personal. But then when you actually get to see
from an aspect, yeah, and see you in it as well.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Sometimes the nice and narcissistic thing.
Very narcissistic. I was in a very narcissistic mood.
Yeah, how are my jeans cutting? You know, man.
Like, listen, I was like, yo, the outfit is all right with them, relax, you know.
From the back of
Well, you've also been doing the hashtag They Want to Know challenge.
Yes, I have.
Explain that to us.
So basically, like when I put the tune out, I was like, yo, this is like everyone was saying the beat's vibey, innit? So I was like, all right, cool, I got an idea. So then I uploaded like a minute of the beat and was like, you lot do your own versions, write your own lyrics, write your own things of what they want to know about you or and so on. And like the reaction's been sick. There's some really, really good guys out there like dropping little freestyles and that kind of stuff. So yeah, man, and I think it's just gonna keep building. I think we're gonna run it until the 24th of December, okay. Like Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. Then on Christmas Day, I'll let someone know who's gonna be doing the thing.
They okay. want to know challenge.
Okay. Exactly, well, champion.
Are you gonna kind of give them a prize?
Yeah. So basically, like obviously, where I'm doing my EP launch in, it's probably gonna be around February time. I'm gonna give them like a slot so they can do like a little performance at the EP launch, and then I'll follow on after them. So you know what I mean? And obviously, like where my social media is I've got quite a big following. Yeah. Posting them up and
good
giving them a little bit
to
of
put them in front of. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it gives them a little bit of. Branch out there. So
you're doing your due diligence as well anyway, because by virtue of the fact that it's a competition, you know they're going to be good, which is cool.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's like kind of like brought their A game for it, so it's a good look man.
Thank God it's not just picking an MC's name out of a hat or something, because
you never know. You know what I mean? That like could they could be yo, I got bars, bro. I got bars. And like, all right, sick.
Yeah, could be very, very long for you. Okay. Well, they're really good, but they're just like really problematic when they start spitting. They're just like mad homophobic. Like, did you not do any?
Wait a minute.
Did you not vet this person?
God, yeah, that is a risk, isn't it? Now, well, why don't we get into a song and then we'll get our first guest of the day into the studio.
Let's do it.
Anything that come with figures, holy, got cancelled. When I'm feeling all the triggers, hold me to close. After cut you off with all the scissors, blowing out the smoke. Cause the problems come in different liquors, boldly pounce on. Anything that come with figures, holy, got cancelled. When I'm feeling all the triggers, hold me to close. After cut you off with all the scissors, blowing out the smoke. Cause the problems come in different liquors. For respect, sure, no threats. I'd rather hold mine up and grow mine. I've been living for this whole time, seen it for a long while. You ain't sure we're not. Why? I ain't ducking down from no man's weak shots now. Add more fire to my buzz light. Say that you love me, you must lie. Still holding on to them up ties. Can't cut them off, all in it for the wild ride. I like mine. Come for no love in the rave. They pretended to be fools. I keep on wishing for this. And it could rear me too. Still so searching the truth. Yeah, knowing what I can do. Please, I don't wanna be you. You don't understand the simple logic. Yeah, you try so hard. You should take it down a little. The entire whole world. And I'm like I'm in the middle, elevator a button act. Run the paper up, Mac. Guess I'll make us land that. Ain't afraid of them, cut. Boldly, pounce on. Anything that come with figures, holy, got cancelled. When I'm feeling all the triggers, hold me to close. After cut you off with all the scissors, blowing out the smoke. Cause the problems come in different liquors. Boldly, pounce on. Anything that come with figures, holy, got cancelled. When I'm feeling all the triggers, hold me to close. After cut you off with all the scissors, blowing out the smoke. Cause the problems come in different liquors. Elevator
a button. Coming right up. Push. I feel on 100, you ain't never felt one. Never. All these bees bugging when I only want the honey. They're scared of the coffin, so just bury me with love. And they keep asking how I got here. Why do you still care? She's got sweet flaws, she's got etiquette. Safety of the doors, I think irrationally for the ticket. Looks on everything when your mind is fucking twisted inside your house. Know some goods that come assist me. Guts are all black and the roots are red and crooked. Damn man, chase clout to the one that play the victim. Blossom to a better me, what better think? And I have vision, definitely specializing. Now you realizing what the perfect plan is for me in the first time. I know, make the second round. The signs are all in motion. Shut your eyelids in the disadvantage. I'm your handless, give you more than a motherfucking gold.
Count on anything that come with figures, holy got cancelled. When I'm feeling all the triggers, hold me too close. I have to cut you off with all this is blowing out the smoke. Cause the problems coming differently, cause boldly count on anything that come with figures, holy got cancelled. When I'm feeling all the triggers, hold me too close. I have to cut you off with all this is blowing out the smoke. Cause the problems coming differently, cause
Pounce by Flo-Hio, Clams Casino and Cadenza. I'm assuming Clams Casino produced that.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah.
Because he sounds like he's kind of beating it.
Yeah, exactly.
His beats are mad. I love him.
Mm. We are Michael Payne, Natalie and Marcel. It's the Eminem Show. It's the last one of the year.
Jeez.
It's mad, isn't it?
It's crazy. It's crazy. It doesn't seem like that long ago I've done my first show with you guys.
It doesn't at all.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
And that's been like...
That was in the summer, wasn't it?
It was the summer.
Late summer it was, yeah. Ooh,
balmy day that was when Marcel first
I remember that
the
first day when...
The blazing hot day.
Oh.
Sweltering. Sultry.
Punning. You know how he wrote.
No, it was a good day and it's been a good run
as well. It has been fun.
And long may it continue. We have our first guest of the day in. And I kind of said at the top of the show that we met for the first time working together. We weren't working. We were having fun, just playing music in Hospital Club, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, random.
That was the venue, yeah. That was a really cool day.
It was a really cool day. Mm. I just remember you at 10 in the morning with a drink in your hand. I was like, yes, yeah. My guy.
G&T steals the nurse, yeah. Man, obviously. It was snowing then. I remember that day. I think it was snowing that day.
Oh, you got a good day for remembering when you've met everybody, the weather.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. But then we bumped into each other again at the Haggerston pub. And that's when we consummated our friendship.
Yeah,
you can't say consummated if you...
No. Let's not say that.
Yo, what happened on that day, bro?
Details. Consolidated. That one. The other con one. And then I've seen you go from strength to strength
since then.
And... then you were going by your real name, and now you are the grand violinist.
I know, yeah. That was years and years ago.
That was the intro. That was a massive intro as well.
Yeah, it was so massive. I didn't even realize.
It was an intro without even it was that smooth, man. It was that smooth transition.
We give people spirited rounds of applause when we
That's
introduce
beautiful.
Them.
That's beautiful. I love that. Thanks.
See, yeah, you like I said, you've gone from strength to strength. Tell us what's been going on for you since you became the grand violinist officially.
Okay, so yeah, I guess coined that name a couple of years ago now, and at the time I was just putting out like covers on Instagram of my favourite grand tracks, mm-hmm. and people were sort of feeling it, so I was like, actually this is what I want to do. I don't want to do anything else. Like, if I can focus mostly on grime with a few other bits and pieces around it, that's what I'd like to do. Mm-hmm. So I sort of focused on that. I now write my own stuff. I collaborate with artists, mm-hmm. and producers, and have got just released an EP, got
you
lots
have.
Of plans out for next year, mm-hmm. it's exciting times.
And you did a live show as well, right, to accompany the EP?
I had a good EP launch, some people came down to spit and I played the instrumentals live, so that was a good vibe, good vibe actually.
When did you decide you wanted to be that you wanted that to be your position? When did you realize that you wanted to be the grand violinist?
I think, almost the day I met you, and I'm not even joking. That's not even
a special feeling.
Inspiration.
There was a special feeling going on around. Because you must have worked with a lot of them, because it wasn't just me.
No,
that's the thing.
Yeah,
you spent the whole day at...
That was for SBTV String Sessions. Mm. So it was me with my string quartet, and we were backing you guys.
Yeah.
A few artists. And I was just like, you know what? This...
this is a really nice way to make a living. Like, literally, you know, at the time I was playing a lot of still some classical, quite a lot of session work for soul, hip hop, stuff like that. And I thought, if I can make a living out of doing non-classical music on the violin, that's really what I would like to do.
Yeah, of course. Because the violin as an instrument's got a special place in grime anyway.
Yeah, it's always been there.
It's always been there.
Absolutely, yeah. It's just been synthesised, and I think I'm one of the first people to do it live.
Exactly.
And I think also when I write, I think a bit like a producer, not a classically trained violinist. Yeah. So I think about what riffs are going to be catchy and where they can be placed in the track and, you know, what flow can go over them and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm having a ball.
Uh-huh. And you've been playing violin since seven?
Since I was seven,
but is that quite a normal age to sort of pick up the violin for people?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think. Yeah, I got offered it at school after the recorder. That was what we got offered at school.
Yeah, they didn't go past recorder for me.
I used to play the tambourine. That was my thing. You know what I mean?
Just sickle with that. It doesn't go any further.
Don't touch anything else, Mark. Just play the tambourine. Yeah,
just play the tambourine. Play the goddamn tambourine.
So I mean, or the triangle is one of those things, though.
What about those sticks that used to bang together that made noise? What were they called?
Claves.
Oh, claves, yes.
They were fun.
They're a good sound, though.
I was quite good on the xylophone, actually, and the glockenspiel.
The glockenspiel.
Which is which?
All right, xylophone's wooden.
Yes.
Glockenspiel's metal.
Because I got that wrong until last year, and I got corrected, and I swear that I got taught wrong at school. I'm blaming the school.
Standard. I could play Yellowbird. Nice. I could play Yellowbird. I could play
Dance
of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Xylophone, if you'd like to bust that out.
I could probably smash out.
I feel like we need proof of this.
Yeah, we've got one next door, Hannah.
We'll have a duet.
Xylophone.
Yeah.
Is there a triangle there? Is there a triangle there for me?
Simon Cowell.
Anyone? There are actually some percussion.
Okay, let's go. We're going to make a tune.
Yeah.
We're going to make a tune.
Give me a while to figure out where the notes are.
An hour and a half for the show finishes.
We'll be back next year with a duet. Michael Payne and the Grime Violinist.
Just have to sit here until January.
But you graduate from, so were you raised in Norwich? Because I know you graduated from UEA.
Well done, yeah. No, I wasn't. I was raised just outside London in Hertfordshire, but I went to uni in Norwich at UEA, did a music degree there, and specialised in violin performance.
Yeah.
And then left knowing that I didn't want to do classical music for my living, really. Although I liked it, it wasn't sort of, I didn't feel the passion that other people were feeling for it. So,
I hear that.
Yeah, so I just thought I'm going to take the skills that I've learnt and I'm just going to spin it on its head a little bit.
So in between that and releasing the EP, you've played like festivals along the way. Loads of gigs.
I was counting my gigs. What a sad thing to do. I was on the train
not
to
sad
a gig.
At all. It's
counting
not sad
how many
at all.
Gigs I've done this year, and I've got to about October and I think I'm on 80 something. So I gig a lot. Not only, oh my god, there's a xylophone.
And a tambourine, I saw.
Is there a tambourine?
Maybe I should just play Under Pressure.
Yeah.
If you can do Dance the Sugar Plum Fairy right now.
Wait, let me try to think. No, because I need. This hasn't got the sharp and flat.
Excuses.
What do you mean? It's true.
Listen to this.
This is just like. Fuck, I'm under pressure.
Come on. You said you could do it.
I genuinely can't with justice.
It's all right, man.
I know a bad workman blames his tools. I tell you
Michael, it's totally fine. It's totally fine, bruv. It's nah, man. Nah, we understand.
No, during the song.
No, it's cool, bruv.
I'm going to figure this shit out.
It's totally cool, man. It's fine. It's fine.
Didn't know it was going to be put on the spot.
Okay, here we go.
I swear.
Here we go, cracking.
I'm going to fucking show you.
Under pressure.
Not only am I going to win every single game today and rub it in your face, especially hard, I'm going to actually.
Sounds a bit tense.
Yeah, I'm going to put these sticks down because I'm getting mad.
I'm not going to lie, I'm getting mad, you know.
I will play this shit, telling you. Anyway, Grime Violinist.
Yeah, I don't know where
we've got to. This is about you. We should get into a song.
Yeah, we're
going to
get into the mini mix that you sent me of your EP right now.
Thanks very much, nice one.
But then we've got games. Stick around for those, yeah?
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. violinist.
Nat Powers.
Was a mini mix from the Grime Violinist and DJ Rookie.
Yeah, big up DJ Rookie.
How did you two meet?
You know what? We met years ago playing for a thing called Hip Hop Orchestra.
Okay.
So yeah, we met. He was scratching.
Yeah.
In the Hip Hop Orchestra, I was playing violin, and we've remained friends and colleagues ever since.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, good man.
You've got your violin out.
I have.
I've got an instrument in front of me as well, but I just want to say that I got set up. Yeah,
no.
Like a bitch, because I've only got the, I don't know what you'd call these, this series of notes, but I need the sharps and flats.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Because I can start to play Yellowbird.
Go.
No, that's not Yellowbird. That is Yellowbird. No, no, I was going to play Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Oh.
And then you need a third note that I don't have.
Oh, that thin and okay.
You see what I'm saying?
See, what I brought is maracas.
Olé!
Yeah.
You know what I did? I chose instruments that you can't play badly. So,
fair
I think
play.
Throughout the violinist's music, I will be
you
shaking
can
my
keep
maracas.
Time. You can.
You know, I will be shaking them.
You can provide a metronome. You're gonna play something live for us now.
What?
Aren't you?
Well, which is gonna be part of the game. So
this
what
is
I'm
doing
game.
Oh.
It's I've been
that's
oh.
why I'm
hiding
things
with
from you.
The Grime Violinist. So I'm speaking to her and sort out this game. So what is gonna happen is she's gonna play some clips. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna play actually seven clips on the violin, tiny, tiny little bits, and then you are gonna have to guess what it is. Now normally I would say pen and paper, but I feel like today as we've got so many instruments, I'd like you to enter by
have a little buzzer.
Yeah, so right. Maybe you could shake a maraca or you could hit
and
your
you can play your
yeah, and that will be if you know what it is, okay?
If I don't know what it is, I'm gonna do that.
Just only buzz in if you know.
Okay.
So which one are you, would you like to pick your yes. instrument of choice?
Nah.
Those ones. Yes.
A selection
there's
of
a keyboard.
Instruments.
Well, there you go.
That's nice.
Like this.
Okay. So that can Marcel can
there's,
you
there's, no there's a lot of action going into that one, isn't it? It's like, oh I've got it. You know what I mean? It's like, no.
Okay, so Marcel, you pick your weapon of choice. So just so we is that the one? All right, Marcel. When Marcel Cowell. Is entering, you do this noise. And Michael Payne. Lovely, okay.
Ah, this one's
so,
better than mine.
It is.
Let's
damn
begin.
Yeah.
Right, let's go with song number one whenever you're ready.
All right, cool. So.
Oh, Michael Payne there?
One Take by Getz.
Yes.
That is correct. Point for Michael Payne. Point for Michael Payne.
Okay, this is obviously too easy. I'm going to play less notes.
Okay.
Cool. Ready? Next one?
Yes.
Oh, mate. God, that sounded so nice. I didn't hear it because I don't
know
it.
Okay.
Can we have one more time?
Yeah, can we go on?
You can have one more note. Well, two more notes, whoever you want.
Yes, Marcel.
Ghetto Coyote.
Yes!
Yeah, that's correct. You got a point.
It sounds so much sicker with a violin, though, innit? Come on,
Did anyone say the name of the song? Did you say the name of the song?
It's called Get a Coyote by...
Oh, artist, sorry. Because if you know the artist, I could give a point to you, Michael Payne.
Or it's actually the producer that you've got written.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, the producer.
I can't remember.
Three, treble.
It's gone from me.
Okay.
It's gone from
treble
me.
Treble clef. Anyway, let's go on to number three, please.
Yeah.
Oh, mate. That's bloody tight, isn't it?
Yeah, it is tight. Don't want to make it too easy for you, Marcel.
Can we have one more time?
Can we have one more
I know where it's going.
Can we get one more note?
You can, but it's going to be the same. It's just a repeating phrase. So yeah, here you go.
Go on. I know this. Oh no.
Oh my god.
Male artist.
Oh dun, dun,
Yes, Michael Payne.
Lethal B.
Yes.
Tizzle,
do you know what the song is? I'll give you a point for that.
Pow!
Yes!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
2 points. Two points there for Michael.
Wait, that was Pow?
Yeah.
Which, because it was.
Yeah. It's about to come. So good.
Marcel currently has 1 point, Michael Payne with three.
I'm very confused.
Okay, number four, please.
This is. Go on, one more time.
I'm sort of, think outside the box. I'm not sticking to Graham now.
Oh, okay.
Slightly, a little bit outside, yeah.
I know this shit.
You will know her, female artist from the UK, but collaborating with someone. Yes, please.
Fucking Steph London.
Yeah, featuring.
And it's her to me.
Yes.
Your blood cleans.
Oh, wait, so that's actually. Oh, that was the vocal. The vocal.
Yes. I hope you got a new girlfriend. Cheese.
Okay, Michael Payne
with
five.
I'm definitely losing this
one. Marcel,
I've got one. I've got one. All right, I know. I know I've got one.
So happy!
Wow.
This is bloody triangle.
This is what happens when you don't cheat, Marcel.
Smoke coming out of the nose emoji.
Number six, please, if you're ready, my violinist.
Oh, bloody hell. This is so annoying. Don't know it.
He was going for the triangle.
Oh god, I know.
One more time.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar, but I just can't.
You will know it because you actually do a really good impression of this.
Oh,
wee wee.
Oh, it's D double then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've got to do it right. D double. What's
with somebody else.
It's not D-Double and Capo Lee, is it?
No. It's incorrect, it isn't. Do you have any thoughts on who it might be with D-Double E? It's not good. It's...
bad.
Evil. Or it could be good. Could be slang for good. If something is good, it is...
Yeah, that's a
wait.
Good clue.
Yeah.
If something's not good, it's...
If you really like something, how would you describe it? That song is, or that thing is...
I'd say like...
Also, it could be a witch. Bad
what?
Witch. Bad witch.
Evil.
Not, no.
Evil witch.
Come on.
Blair Witch.
Someone who casts spells could be...
A sorcerer.
So there's a music.
It's the sorcerer.
The sorcerer. Yes.
DW with the sorcerer. Well done, Marcel.
Yes.
Also,
I done it.
Is a musical named after this?
Oh, DW Wicked.
Full title of the song, please.
I don't remember the full title of the song.
I don't remember the full title of the song.
And it's DW. Okay, so
Jim McAbee and DW.
So, but you got, you do get a point for that because you got.
No, but I said DW as well.
If I don't get the whole thing,
no, you don't. You don't get it. Okay, number seven. Finally, number seven, please.
Oh, finally, I've lost.
You definitely have lost. But
you haven't got to play the next funny for one.
No,
so
you do.
Really,
so you might
Marcel
have a
is playing for pride.
You know what I mean? It's one of them ones now, isn't it? I'm gonna put that in this triangle because it's pointless. No, guys, let's do it.
Yes, Michael Payne.
The Queen, Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
All I want for Christmas is
you. Yeah, Marcel, well done with your 1 point there. But 5, 6, 7 points go to Michael Payne.
Yes.
But really, a big thank you to the Grand Violinist for coming
so
on.
The Grand Violinist was amazing.
Fun game. Thank
this
you.
This is my applause from now on, you know. I want this nice. Every well, show.
I thought you were going to take it around everywhere with you.
You could put it on a strap, like, you know, like on a chain.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. For real. I'll be like Flavor Flav, but with this instead as my pendant.
With a xylophone. Is that a xylophone?
Yeah.
Maybe you should swap it. Well, maybe it's, that's the winning instrument.
No, this is a glockenspiel, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you want to swap instruments later for the next game?
Can I have the keyboard? Because I feel like the keyboard was better than these ones.
Yeah. Can you play it?
Batteries not included, though.
Yeah, I actually know that. I think there are batteries in it. But do you want to have a little jam session now, then?
We should.
Yeah.
Before we do that, we unfortunately have to say bye to the grime violinist, which is really annoying because I'd love you to just stay and like just soundtrack the show with strings.
Oh man, yeah. Don't tempt me.
Violin all day long. I could just chill. Just like,
yeah, when you feel something in the air, just kind of.
You can set the tone.
You just hire me to follow you around, really. Yeah. Play your mood.
When I'm feeling sorry for myself, especially.
Do you have a theme song, anyone? Like, you know, when you walk into a room, remember Ally McBeal when she used to kind of walk in, she used to hear a song playing. Yeah. What would your kind of song be?
Here Comes the Hot Stepper by Amy Kamazi.
Oh, nice.
That's a nice one.
It would just have to be.
What would I pick? Yeah. Did anyone used to watch like wrestling, WWE? I'd probably have Stone Cold Steve Austin's music. Okay. Like, so it'd be like a grass match. And I'd just come walking through like swagger.
Okay, what would yours be, grand violinist?
When I'm Here.
Okay.
Oh,
hey.
Nice.
You
know. Yeah, I love that. That would be
it's
sick.
It's so good, isn't it?
Yeah, and especially the intro. It'd just be subtle. Bum, 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 bum. You could be creeping along.
Right. On tiptoe. By the steps, yeah.
When I'm here.
But thank you so much to the grime violinist for joining us. And big shout out to your camera woman as well, because she's got the sickest
Alice.
Camera I've ever seen.
Right, yes, Alice.
Ever seen.
The camo camera.
Representing.
Honestly, come on.
It's brilliant. It's like you're just holding your hands up.
It's like an invisible camera, isn't it?
It's like you're just standing there being a teapot or something. I don't know. It's amazing. I can't even see the camera. But no, before you go, let people know where they can find you, what you're going to be up to in the new year.
Thank you. All right, cool. Instagram, The Grime Violinist. Everywhere else, I'm The Grime Violinist. As I said, I've just released an EP. It's called Grime Violinist Instrumentals. For anyone who's got bars, go and jump on those tracks.
Sick.
And in the new year, I've got all sorts of things coming out. More collaborations, sample library for producers, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so keep an eye out.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll definitely see you soon.
Cheers.
We're going to get into a song now. When we come back, we'll be talking a bit more shit. We need to catch up with what Marcel's been up to as well, because he got here a bit too late to tell us.
Yeah.
You've been up to some stuff, haven't you?
I've been up to some bits.
I do.
Okay.
Some bits.
Gonna love you, baby, yes I will.
Scared to pronounce an artist's name before because I really hope that I've got this
right. You've got this, bro.
Angel Ho?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, all right. Didn't want to cause any offense here. Like a Girl featuring K Riz.
Mm.
Interesting, that name.
It
Angel
is.
Ho.
Yes, yes.
Very is it spelled H O or H O?
H-O, yeah.
Oh, no, there's no E, so no, that's fine then.
What, no, some people spell Ho H O.
Really?
Yeah.
Not just
ho,
Santa.
Ho, ho.
No, 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 obviously, obviously ho, Santa ho, no, but I'm ho. Talking about, I'm talking about ho, ho.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's
if
a,
fe- an e on
it
the end
a
of
festive
it.
Ho. If it's an E on the end of it, then it's a garden tool, as they say, would say in House Party, the film, with the, when they used to say...
And sometimes when I see hip-hop lyrics transcribed, I'll be seeing some H-O's in there.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's how I would spell it.
Really?
You I spell it H-O-E.
I spell it H-O-E.
Because of the Rough Riders skit.
Yeah.
Back to skit.
Exactly.
I'm a H-O-E. Are you really?
Are you really a H-O-E?
The whole
family.
Oh, say word.
Okay.
Yo.
Fuck for free.
I tell you what, the 90s, like an early noughties, went like...
Era.
Do you know what I mean? You had to have at least two or three skits on, a, right. on an album. Otherwise, yeah. it weren't having.
It's true.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you know? Do you have a favorite skit of all time?
Do you know what my favorite skit of all time is? Dr. Dre's album. You know when they call up
the answer machine.
Yeah, the answer
okay.
machine. One.
Is that
one
before
there.
Fuck You?
Yeah, I just want to.
Yeah.
Mine
is probably the Mad Rapper skit on Life After Death.
Do you know
the
what?
One before Kicking the Door.
They done so many Mad Rapper skits because like Mace has got one on his one, Puppy's
yeah, exactly,
got one on his
yeah.
one. Like it was like a consistent thing.
Yeah, they started
thing.
To use him a lot, and it's so funny. It's basically have you heard it, Natalie?
No.
It's basically a talk show. It's okay. a daytime talk show.
Why are you so mad? Ned Reba, why are you so mad?
First of all, we got, I can't remember the name of the woman, it's like from New Rochelle. And she's like, well, first of all, I want to know why you so mad. Well, first of all, bitch, you can't be asking me why the fuck I'm so mad. But let me tell you, sir, please, this is a family show. I love it. I can't do it justice on my own. I'm just one mere mortal, but you have to hear that skit.
I would like to. For me, I like what I like was before G's and Hustlers on Snoop Dogg's album.
Of course.
I would like to be a fireman. Alrighty, that's a pretty good profession. I would like to be a police officer. Alrighty, that's a pretty good profession too.
And how about you, Snoop?
I'd like to be a motherfucking hustler.
You better ask somebody.
That's a good one.
That's Bow Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Is it? I didn't know that. Right.
It's I noticed him in the video.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure
it might be him in the thing.
Okay.
The days of the skit.
Yeah. But coming back for your album, 2019.
Promise Ranganathan, bringing that shit right back after the first track on the album as well. I'm not even doing any foreplay. Just raw. Bam. Straight in there. Okay. Straight in there with a skit. Let's talk about...
page three.
What?
No, sorry, on page three.
Oh, okay.
Because earlier on in the year, actually before you were on the show, Marcel, we had talked about a story where a lady married a pirate ghost.
Yeah.
And she just got married. There's some sad news that I think you have to break this afternoon.
Yeah, so an Irish woman who married the ghost of a 300-year-old pirate says they have split up. Wait, is the ghost 300?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, right. Amanda Sparrow Lodge first appeared in the spotlight when she was legally married to the Haitian pirate Jack by a shaman priest earlier this year. The wedding to her soulmate took place on board a boat in international waters off the Irish coast. However, the couple have called it a day after less than a year.
Sad.
Taking to social media, Amanda said, "So I feel it's time to let everyone know that my marriage is over. I will explain all in due course, but for now, I want to say is be very careful when dabbling in spirituality. It's not something to mess with." Pirates of the Caribbean fan Amanda previously revealed how she spent £4,000 to look like Captain Jack Sparrow. This included replica tattoos, dreadlocks, and she had gold teeth fitted. Before their turbulent relationship resulted in a breakup, the couple dated for 2 years before getting engaged. Just, she was scared he might ghost. The split is another blow for Jack after he was purportedly executed for thieving on the high seas in the 1700s. As far as bad things happening in your life go, though, he's had a good run of good luck. You know what I mean?
Listen. Seriously. I don't think they consummated the marriage.
Oh, no, she says that they did.
They did.
She was having really good sex with this ghost, Jack.
Like ghost dick.
What? Yo, man, she must have some block, though, that just, like, I don't know, man. That's just some madness, isn't it?
She's called Amanda Sparrow Lodge.
Because she's changed her name to Sparrow, isn't
she?
When she got married.
So her name was Amanda Lodge.
Oh, she took her husband's name, Sparrow.
Oh, my God. Is this a situation? So, basically, this woman's watched Pirates of the Caribbean that much that she's become fascinated with Jack Sparrow, married the ghost of him.
Yeah. But then the thing is, before she's married him, you're forgetting that she's actually tattooed herself to look like him.
Yeah, so they look identical. She spent £4,000 to look like Jack Sparrow.
Has she got a beard?
I imagine so. She's got dreadlocks, gold teeth and replica
tattoos.
She's got
grills, man. She went all in.
Yo.
Yeah,
which I don't know whether a problem for Jack might be. I don't want to speak on behalf of Jack the ghost, but... it may not want to go out with someone that looks literally like yourself.
Yeah,
but
no,
to be
like,
fair as well, right?
It's not that.
I'm assuming Amanda's white, right?
Yes, she is.
She is white, right? So on paper, she can just say, "I don't even want to look like Jack Sparrow anymore." She just looks like any white trap rapper. On paper, dreadlocks, gold teeth fitted, and tattoos.
She might potentially
she's
become.
She's little somewhere. She's now Little Lodge.
she's Little Sparrow.
Little Sparrow Lodge,
yeah. That's nice. I maybe think she should be on the lookout for a new ghost pirate. There's probably other ones. A lot of them walk the plank.
I'm pretty sure Blackbeard probably be involved.
Oh, yeah. Amanda, you know what I mean? Blackbeard Large.
No, you've got...
Blackbeard ain't going to treat her right, though, is he?
No, you've got to think about it like this, right. There was a lot of pirates in that series of films. So there's probably like a few that Jack's probably pissed off that want to kind of jump in.
Yeah.
Get involved with his exes and that kind of stuff just to rub it in his face.
That's true.
I mean, there are actual pirates that are alive, but she prefers to go for the ghost pirate.
She does prefer.
You know
to
I mean,
go
she
for
could,
the,
she could just like get on a boat, just like travel out into like some like proper like
dingy parts of the ocean. Yeah. Hopefully gets picked up.
I love that. You know what I mean? Dingy parts.
I don't really know. I was looking for the right word for it, but I don't really know. Maybe there are some dingy parts.
Imagine trying to gentrify the ocean.
Yo, this bit's a bit dingy.
That bit's rough. You don't want to get around there at night.
There most definitely must be some dingy parts of the
just
ocean, innit?
Shipwrecks.
You know what I mean?
Just
bare shipwrecks, like bare pirates, just like, right. Like, still, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for real.
Dingy those parts. Crazy ones.
It's just funny to think of.
Just shooting off cannons and stuff like that.
Marcel, do you believe in ghosts?
Do I believe in ghosts? Do you know what? I do believe in ghosts.
Have you ever been haunted?
No. I've never been haunted, But I do have a story. So my best mate.
Is it
my
a ghost story?
Yeah.
Should we turn off the lights?
You can turn off
the
lights.
No! Don't make it spooky. Oh, God, it's very dark now.
It's dark in here now.
Go on. So basically, my best mate went to go and see, you know, one of the people that kind of like read your futures and bring spirits in from the...
clairvoyant.
Yeah, clairvoyant. So basically, like... My mate, he's a really good rapper. Like he's a sick rapper, but he's not been following through on what he should be doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, you need to start making some tune. You need to do this. You need to do that. So then anyway, he went to see this clairvoyant, and like she picked up like because his dad passed away. His dad's a legend. His dad passed away mm-hmm. like a couple of years back, and his dad came through and was like.
What, through the... This medium?
Through the medium. And she and basically said, like someone's been trying to encourage... Oh, jeez.
Oh, nice.
It's not... No, it's not that scary. But anyway, someone's been encouraging you... Like the person that's come through has been encouraging you to make music. And also someone else has been encouraging you. I'm getting like a tall, dark... male has been telling you you need to follow through with your music.
Yeah.
And literally it's what I've been telling him for the whole entire time. How did she know it was me?
Yeah.
How did she get me unless it was really someone that he knew coming through?
From beyond.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like there's spirits out there, guys. Mm.
Can I ask a couple of questions about your friend?
Go on.
Is he black?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to go on the kind of...
Yeah, that association.
Your mate's probably black.
No. Well, he's mixed race. He's mixed race, but...
Okay.
Did she know that he
does music?
No. And also, no. And there was other things to the story as well. Like, so basically, when she said, I think your dad's coming through in the spirit channels, like... Like basic Chris basically asked like to just to kind of like kind of gauge if she was being truthful. She asked, what do we do with ashes? So basically like he's got the ashes put into like a necklace, and the woman basically said, oh the ashes got they've been divided, they're not all together, but you've got some around your neck, and there's no way in hell she could have guessed it, because he didn't have it on show or anything like that, like
Jesus.
but she was dropping so many different bombs. And I was like, when he told me, like, because he called me the next day, was like, Mars, like the weirdest thing, like this woman just basically just like she like my dad came through anything. I was like, because obviously like people always say it, but then like the way that he was shocked by it was mad. Do you know what I mean? So I do feel like there are spirits out there, and there's things in the atmosphere.
Yeah, I suppose. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like the thing is, obviously, I'm a cynic, right? And or skeptic. Excuse me. And I always try and poke holes in everything. You know, it's just the kind of philosopher in me.
Mm.
But I do kind of semi believe in like other dimensions, and that people can kind of tap into them as well.
Aliens, you mean?
Basically, I don't rule out anything.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
I don't think you can rule out anything, because no one really knows. Like until you do, like pass over whatever it is, you're not gonna know. But then by then, you're not gonna be part of this world. So
yeah, can't tell anyone. You know what I mean? Hey guys, exactly. I know what it's like when you do.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, well, let's cut to the chase, Marcel. Would you date a ghost?
Would I date a ghost?
Yeah, because it seems like they got a lot to offer, as we found out from Amanda Sparrow Large.
I want to know how she was having ghost sex, because sex is it's a massive thing, isn't it? Like, so like ghost sex, I don't like it. Needs to be, it's got to be on a certain, like, it's got to be quite real, isn't it? Like,
it's another level, I think.
Know what I mean?
She said it was the best sex she ever had.
So was she? I'm thinking she was just imagining, because she must have a really good imagination, innit? Mm-hmm. If they've gone on, so what I want to know is when they went on their date, was she going to the restaurant, walking in like pretending to hold his hand? Hey, Jack, what do you want for dinner? Ordering two plates and that kind of stuff, and then like eating his food, pretending that he's eating it, or she just leaving the plate there? Oh, you're not hungry today?
Yeah, I suppose ghosts go like she. I'm hoping that she understands. Ghosts.
There's a picture of her.
Okay.
Oh. So
what? Is that her?
Yeah, that's her. Yeah,
that's fully her. Johnny Depp.
That's her. No, wait. That's Amanda Sparrow Lodge.
No. What is going on?
Serious?
Why did
Yeah, that's her.
That's not Johnny Depp. She's got the beard, bruv. She's got the bit. Is that an implant? What is that like? Is that like, does she stick it on a regular?
That's her before the £4,000 worth, was it, of work?
Yeah.
£4,000?
Yeah. To look like that. Yeah, it's a lot of work in.
Wow.
Yo, man.
But I don't really know what... So that's her, like, at home. She's quite mystic. She's got a pillow in this picture of... maybe of her husband. Or is that Johnny Depp? Well,
that's Johnny Depp. That's Johnny Depp. So basically... Okay.
Well, her husband doesn't exist, does he? Was Jack Sparrow an actual person?
Yeah, I believe he was.
But
right?
surely she knows that Jack Sparrow, that Johnny Depp isn't actually Jack Sparrow. He's just playing him.
But she's dressing as Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow.
Does that make Pirates of the Caribbean a biopic?
I mean, I think so. Is that right, Hannah? I don't know. I don't know out there, but...
Do you know what? It's one of those ones when the stories were probably like... They're pretty told, but they've been embellished. It's Disney, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I just want to check. Is Jack Sparrow a real person? I don't know.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Married Jack Sparrow. And, but according to this, he was executed for thieving on the high seas. So I didn't know whether that meant he's a real person
Good
or not.
Good point, yeah. Because I don't know if that happens in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Is Johnny Depp not scheduled for a sequel?
No, he's not doing it anymore, is he? I think he said that he's... He doesn't want to do it, or the director said no more Jack Sparrow.
He switched to Harry Potter world, didn't he? He's
oh, yeah, of course. Beast. He's Grindelwald?
Grindelwald, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, we'll find out. He is a fictional character. Hold on. So she's now...
This is confusing now.
Got married.
The plot thickened.
Was there a pirate Jack at all, even? I don't know. Like, maybe not Jack Sparrow. So basically, she's got married to a fictional character and now divorced.
It's a sticky one.
That's
still.
That's weird, isn't it? That's weird.
As Hedy One would say.
Maybe this is why they split up, because she found out that he wasn't. She Googled it and was like, wait a minute.
You're not.
All these photos of Johnny Depp. In fact, how could there be photos? Why did I not know?
How did this person visit me? He said he was a real person.
He said he was a pirate, but he's really just an actor. It's like Iron Man 3. What's his name?
Junior.
No, like the Mandarin. You know when it's really a guy playing the Mandarin.
Have I seen Iron Man 3?
It's got to play the guy played Gandhi.
Ben Kingsley.
Yeah, Ben Kingsley. Ben Kingsley playing a guy called like Jeremy or something like that.
Right.
By pretending to be the main villain, but he's by pretending it. Yeah. Like anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right then. If you could date a fictional character, then as she clearly has, which one would you?
Date a fictional character,
it's not really cheating, is it, on someone because they're not real? But I'm dating Jessica Rabbit or something.
See, Jessica Rabbit is.
Jessica Rabbit.
I would probably say
Jessica
Rabbit. She's the go-to. But at the same time, like, she's a bit crazy. If you do remember when she
spices things up though.
A little bit crazy. What about Lady from Lady and the Tramp? She's pretty.
She's a dog.
She's a dog.
Well, you know, if we're talking fictional, who cares?
Yeah, we're not talking fictional
bestiality. That's bestiality. Like, we're not down with that.
What about Ariel from The Little Mermaid? I mean, she's half fish, but, you know, she's pretty.
She is fit.
I'm not really feeling Ariel.
I think The Little Mermaid's my favourite princess.
Yeah, she's like a great Disney princess and that. No sexual attraction.
Actually, it doesn't
have
to be a cartoon. It could be an actress from a film.
Yeah, it could be a
fictional from something, from any character from any film or TV show.
What's her name?
Who?
I don't know what game she's from. It's like a game like Halo, but she's in Wreck-It Ralph and Ralph Breaks the Internet. She marries... what's Wreck-It Ralph's... What's the protagonist from the game? Because Wreck-It Ralph is the villain, but there's the guy called Fix-It something. Fix It. Will's trying to tell me.
Is he Fix It from Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah. Can you not hear what Will's saying?
No, I can't hear that.
Felix. Felix.
Felix.
Fix It Felix. Yeah, yeah. She marries Fix It Felix and she's an absolute spice.
Oh, all right. I'd like
as
to see
far as I'm Lara Croft as well.
I feel like I'm going to have to Google this.
Yeah. Okay. We'll find a photo.
Lara Croft is an obvious choice.
Yeah, she's well.
No, see, I was never really attracted to Lara Croft.
Was it the thigh gap?
No, would that be the computer game version of her? Or because it could be Angelina Jolie, because she played her as well. So you could
I'm talking about the PS1.
Ah.
the flag out was just a pixel, basically.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's really hard because you know when like you know when you watch films and you're like, yeah, I really like that character.
Yeah, she's
fit. But I'm just trying to think who'd be the top one.
Usually it's Jessica Rabbit.
It's usually Jessica Rabbit. Okay. I think as a kid I was always Jessica Rabbit.
Well, let's have a ponder over this whilst we go to a song and get our next guest into the studio. Then.
Yo, check, yo.
It's real hip hop music. From the
I want to make soul music, that warm home music, that bounce around loud, out of control music, that bump it up in your bedroom alone music. And I won't do it for no but my own amusement.
They're real nice music, they're chill vibe music, they're food for your mind while you can't hide music. Chi-town collides with the bar music. In my style, in my time, this is my music.
Step, toe slap in the street. Though I know I'm on the lone slope, path to my dreams. When life gives me a lemon, I take a passionate piece. Hands grasp it and catch the acid in the glasses I squeeze. Spitting out the poison, I breathe in the air around me. Lately it's been difficult to live in the here and now. These fears and doubts reappear and need ousting, so I can sleep soundly. That's when I reach out to beast. Pound keys till the verse is complete. Doing so, I've been learning to be a sturdier me. Converting dreams into workable means is tough like, and sometimes sunshine's hard to come by. In the office busy working when I wanna sneak a verse in. No yellow belly beggar, Dover's doggedly determined to craft magic like a bad habit and not act as if having a graft is mad tragic.
Salamis, I wanna make soul music, the warm home music, the bounce around loud, out of control music, the bump it up in your bedroom alone music. And I won't do it for now, but my own amusement.
That real nice music, that chill vibe music, that food for your mind when you kinda hide music. That shy town collides with your wine music. In my style, my time, this is my music.
Pieces from my past, you can find the rest of me. Never been the one to keep a secret like a recipe. Yes, indeed, he's waiting for the call up to the major leagues. Making minor moves in college tend to pay out majorly. What you hate in me is really what you hate inside. When I start to hate myself, the peaches help me stay alive. Force your mind to force your boys embedded in the born to fly. Plus, I'm from the north and white, my mom's probably mortified that I rap. But I never had to pack or strap a nine. Always had a way with words, the wisdom leads to compromise. Yes, you've always been the one to get away with hella lies. Televise your problem, then you'll see how TV compromised. It don't, I'm just petty, ready, joking, man. Steady token, man. Just be focusing with dopamine. Opening these doors before the people start to notice them. Skipping down the street and singing soulfulness while yodeling.
Soul music, that warm home music, that bounce around loud, out of control music. That bump it up in your bedroom with low music. And I won't do it for no but my own amusement.
That real nice music, that chill vibe music, that food for your mind while you cannot hide music. Chi-town collides with the wild music. In my style, in my time, this is my music.
That's Doberman with a good day. Sorry.
Chewing.
I've got a fudge in my mouth.
Right?
It's not a euphemism. I actually genuinely have a piece of fudge in my mouth.
And you have all the sweets that you're going to pick. That's the chewiest one in there, for the fudge. And you're going for another one.
I am going for another one. We've got a motley crew of chocolates in this Heroes container. Someone's tried to slide some quality streets in there. So you know when you put the vegetables in with the nice stuff for kids. Someone's tried to do that.
Don't you know, do you think quality street would be what, the vegetables?
Quality streets are dead out compared to
what?
Fudge.
What? No. Mad? Roses. You must like roses, surely.
No, I don't like any of them.
Like, you know what? Like, I don't, like, I'm not really a fan of those ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have the little, like, dairy milks, the little, like...
New shit. Contemporary chocolates.
Oh, I see, okay.
Quality streets are for racists.
That's a big statement.
Wow, he took it to a level. He took it to a
new level and now back it up.
I'm only playing. No, but don't you think most racist old people definitely eat quality streets?
Yeah.
I'm chatting shit. It's the last show of the year. I'm in a silly mood. We got the second guest of the day in. He comes one up, but he comes representing a crew. A crew that has been on my radar for a while. Crew that's become my friends as well. I suppose we run into each other and stuff. And he's a good dude. His name is Rick Flo, and he's from Jungle Brown.
Save G.
Spirit round of applause as usual. And you've got a very fetching scarf on. I was commenting on it earlier on in the green room.
Yeah, bruv. Yeah, Patty and Bum Party. That was a couple months ago. They were giving them out free when you walked in, so yeah. I was like, yeah, copped.
Were you one of the people, when you copped it, did you think, I'm going to need this soon? Or did you just take it because, like, you know, you just don't want to be rude?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't think I was going to need it soon, but I just took it for the count. And the other Jungle Brown members weren't about, so I took a couple of them for them. So, yeah, and my girlfriend.
Nice, nice.
And the managers.
It's a lovely scarf. It's a lovely scarf. Thanks for joining us today,
it's
man.
Good, G.
It's been a long time coming, but also congratulations on signing to Mr. Bongo as well.
Saved you, yeah.
Are you still the most recent signings?
Yeah, from what I know, pretty sure. But yeah, it's going to be a re-release of a project that we brought out in February called Full Circle.
Uh-huh.
And just to have like power and the industry behind us, in the sense of budget and all that, is amazing, because we've just been doing it DIY for the last 4 years. I've got a camera, do the video, do the artwork, put it on YouTube, and that's it. But to actually have the power of the industry,
absolutely. And you've been making waves at the same time with a subgenre that is completely, like, you've got a niche now, innit, because everyone else is doing one of the other three things. And then, excuse me, Jesus,
That's
fudge.
The fudge, isn't it?
Who knew
fudge? You knew fudge was so gassy. But you've definitely carved your own lane as Jungle Brown.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's been a funny journey for us, because being young people ourselves and being told that we're doing old school hip hop, or we're trying to like be like the renaissance of the golden era, like, it wasn't our intention. Ooh. Like, we just didn't have access to a producer at the time, and it's just like, oh, there's this obscure Dilla beats, there's this beat apparently Most Def's made, so we just used that. But then that's what sort of pigeonholed us into that lane,
right?
And the gift and the curse of it is, the gift is that we've got to support De La Soul, Ghostface Killah, Big Daddy Kane, EPMD, all these greats, Farside. But on the other side of things, it's like, we want to show people that we're moving it forward a bit, you know, we're not trying to go back.
Yeah, taking something classic.
Yeah, and just, exactly.
But, you know, you fit right in as well as our second guest, because, you know, you had the Grime Violinist in earlier on, talking about taking something classic, even more classic than classic, classical, and kind of updating it by putting it over like grime beats and
100%.
You know, making grime beats out of it and letting grime MC spit over it. So it's definitely like, looking to the past is something that people shouldn't be ashamed of. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're getting used to the idea, I'll be honest with you. It's been an interesting one, but at the end of the day, as you said, like, with like Afro swing and trap and all the most predominant sort of urban music stuff that's going on now, I think next year's going to be real exciting, because we've got Lil Sims, we've got like Jay Prince doing their thing, we've got like
Flo Hyna, who we just played recently.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and I think it's going to just open up the gates. I think people want something new. Like, at the end of the day, the 140 BPM is cool, but like, we don't always want to turn up.
No,
like,
you're right. Life is cyclical. You're absolutely
so
right.
True.
People are going to want an alternative en masse sooner or later. You're right. And the zeitgeist will lean towards something that we've seen before, but in a newer version.
It's all, man, it's always cycles. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. But speaking of looking into the past, your childhood, you grew up in foster care.
Yeah.
How did that kind of shape the music you make?
You know what? Growing up in Bournemouth, I loved music, but I don't think I actually took it seriously. It was just fun.
Yeah.
And then after graduating from uni, I was just I do animation as like bread and butter. And like, I was like, this industry's dead, like, in the sense of advertising, like, it's not soul fulfilling.
Right.
And I went back to Nigeria. So I was born in Nigeria. I went back to there for the first time, and I felt like God said to me, like, look, you think hip hop's the voice of the voiceless? You've never heard your story. You've never heard the story of a foster child in hip hop. Like, and you know, when I start like unraveling the curtain, I see like, yeah, DMX was in care, like even Octavian, I think I heard recently, but I never really heard that story. So I was just like, that just channeled me to like, look, take this music seriously. And I feel like rap was my therapy, because when I look back at my first project, it wasn't great in the sense of flow and wordplay and but there was just so much that I couldn't tell my carers, because I didn't trust them, and I couldn't tell certain people. So I just thought, let me just put this in the music, and if I can help a young person in care know that, look, regardless of your past, you can make a positive future, then I've done my job.
Yeah, man.
And then, yeah, that's That's I'm doing workshops now with young people.
Yeah.
So it's all from the music.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of the music, we should get into a song now, and then have a little bit more of a chat later. But if you do us the honour of introducing this song for us.
Okay, Best Life is representing that I'm not a statistic. When you hear like 6% of kids in care go to university, all that shit, it's like, I'm not a statistic, I'm living my best life, I'm doing good. Standard. So that's it.
Mm.
What's the palate? Living good from the practice, I can't complain. Counting my blessings, traveling the Atlas, work lane. A combination of assets, no 2 days the same. Living beyond the average, motion graphics, worships and traveling. JB and festivals, what a madness. Presence in the presence, living good, good. Chilling with a stunner, that's a good look. No sugar with her, there's beauty in the struggle. I just flipped up on his head and made him a hustle. Full of my curiosity, challenging everything that made me. Now I'm living like wavy. Documenting everything on a daily. Check the exhibit. Living life like a movie. I stay winner. I stay winner. Living my best life. Yeah. I'm living my best life. Yeah. Living my best life. Yeah. Solar, law of attraction, I roll on. Seeing these diamonds in the ocean, what a vision. Can't stop living, shortage house chilling. Sooner of steam, I'm just setting no steam. Living my dream and there could be more money in the bank. But the money doesn't make the man. Happiness is the mindset. Self-fulfilling, the purpose of the outset. That's the wide jet. Flying high, skydiving, paragliding. Living my best life and rising. Celebrating every day, killing it with niceness. My shine can't fade, these experiences. I'm in the visions, elevating, I can't start winning. Living yeah.
Types of chocolate over there. I just want to categorically say, I do not think Quality Street is a racist brand. Can't believe I'm even saying this. I don't think Quality Street is a racist brand.
I like you doing all. An apology.
Yeah, I don't know, it does sound like that, innit? But no, we were talking about chocolates and Natalie touched on the fact that Yorkie used their angle PR-wise was that it was not for girls.
Stupid.
Yeah, and I just thought, I can't, that kind of defies belief. I know it was like a couple of years ago or a few years ago, but it defies belief that, like, I don't know, trading standards would actually let you.
However, I did see you with the Yorkie bar a lot more, so it worked, didn't it?
I reckon they sold more Yorkie bars to women, defiant women.
Right, only a Yorkie bar. Why is it?
Maybe that was their plan.
Maybe that was the plan. Maybe that was actually the plan.
Okay. I didn't understand why did it say it was for men? Is it because thicker chocolate? It's quite thick chocolate, right?
Yeah, it's like
a Galaxy or
heavy
whatever,
duty. Snickers, them types of bars. Packed with shit. You know what I mean?
Is women like a pack of nuts.
That's what I would. That would be the slogan for my chocolate bar. Packed with shit. But not emphasize the shit though. No. Emphasize the packed. Because it depends how you say it. You
packed.
Know, packed with shit. Shit. But if you go packed with shit, then
it'd be like, I reeled the special ingredient. Whoopsie.
Yeah, you don't want to do the inflection on the wrong spot.
I will say, actually, I don't know how you'd feel about this, Flo, but Marcel, you have tried coffee that was made of
you
kapu,
have kapu coffee.
Yes. Which is a delicacy, by the way. It costs like £200 in Harrods and stuff. It's gone through the intestines of a cat or something. Mm. And then it's made into coffee. Hannah, outside our AP, has tried it. She said it's good.
It's not good.
You tried it last week, Marcel.
I had a sip, yeah.
No, you had a cup it? Last week.
We made. Wait, don't. I know. You gave me a cup, but I had a sip.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, listen.
No, yes. Last week on the show, the coffee you had was that coffee. You drank it.
Oh shit!
I'm actually not joking.
No, I didn't drink it. No. That's what. No, if you notice, it was probably just sitting there like that one is there.
I've just looked at the screen and someone's written, I drank it from Justin's mug. I think that was Hannah.
It's your mug.
Hannah
then.
Drank cat poo coffee from my fucking mug.
And you had some. And you had some last week, and you liked it. Now, why, would you try that, Ric Flair?
I was starting making stuff up now.
No, that was what did I you actually, know? You
I didn't.
Know last
but
week?
I didn't finish it.
Oh, okay.
It was sat there before.
Okay.
I actually feel like a mug now.
Well, would you try it though, Rick?
No. You know what? I'm curious. Okay. I am curious now.
Right? I was curious. I had a sip and I was like, nah.
Curiosity.
What?
Killed the cat, mate.
Done. <Yeah.
laughs> So, yeah.
Yeah, but that's good then. We had some more cat poo coffee. That cat gave us something before it offered its life.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know.
They tried to. They overstepped the mark, though. They tried to make us. Have you ever heard of Sir Stroman?
No.
It's fermented fish. And it's like, it's been fermented for like half a year. The shit, saying it stinks is such an understatement.
Yeah, it's
really
like
saying.
Like fish smell anyway, like you don't like fishy smells anyway. So a fishy smell that's been sitting there for like a year.
Magnified.
Yeah, you know like when the bin vans go round?
Yeah.
And it's summer.
Yeah.
It's summer. So
bin
it's
fish
kind
in
of,
August.
And there's a fish in that bin.
Yeah. And it's been left there for a while and it's really hot and kind of, yeah. And it's very, and also it gets into your nostrils and doesn't leave. Yeah.
Doesn't leave. I don't need to be trying that.
It's not funny, but it's a delicacy in Sweden.
Yeah, we do have some in the green room for you, for all our guests, to try
I'm
before
good.
They leave.
I'm good, I'll stick to
just
the...
Just nibbles.
I'll stick to the selections, Coronation Streets.
Terrorism in a car.
Why did you say Coronation Street?
Coronation Street.
I associate with it, but...
Yeah, for real, actually. For real, so do I know. Well, I always did, but you just reminded me that I do. Well, we should kind of look forward to the future and let people know what you're going to be up to, both... as Ric Flow and in Jungle Brown.
Mm. Yeah, Jungle Brown, we're releasing our album around early next year, basically. So we're just preparing with that, just sample clearances, the album artwork, music videos, features. But yeah, next year is going to be a massive year.
Amazing. And where can people find you on the socials? Where can people... Obviously, they can listen to music under Jungle Brown. You're on Spotify, you're on Apple Music, all that stuff. And shout out to the end of year results as well that everyone's getting, Spotify artists. But one thing I've just realised is that Spotify artists are going to start thinking there are only 65 countries in the world. Because every single end of year wrapped up is like your music was played in 65 countries. Every single person's getting that. It's mental. Obviously the top guys are getting, you know, how many countries are there in all that? 190 something, isn't it?
90 countries. That's got
no
be more.
190 oh, something.
Okay, I thought there'd be more than that. No,
I think
I don't know. I actually don't know.
But anyway,
yeah, you're 195.
There must be this weird sort of territory that you. I don't understand why everyone's getting 65.
The same 65? Do you know which ones they are? Or is
that's
it?
A good question. Yeah. I don't think they're getting. I don't know. They're not giving you your specifics. Okay. But everyone on their end of year wrap up is getting. Your music was played in 65 countries.
Interesting. Maybe the others.
The algorithm.
Music's banned.
Yeah, the algorithm.
You said that like there was some music. Yeah.
Not everyone
algorithm.
Knows about the algorithm. many artists bun suits on staircases.
Have you heard about the algorithm?
The conspiracy theories there. Yeah. Trust me, Freemasons, Illuminati, the algorithm. That's the new one. It's replaced the Illuminati.
Yeah.
Yeah. But thank you so much for joining us.
That's all good, Jim.
And playing us the music, letting us know what you're going to be up to next year. Merry Christmas to you, actually, because this is the last show and you are actually our penultimate guest of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Honoured.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, once again, thank you. Yeah, go on.
The socials. No. You want me?
The socials. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Rick Flow Music. That's on all, like, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you know, all that shebang. Yeah, holler at me.
Big. All right, we're going to get into a song now. When we come back, we're going to chat some more shit. And we got Big Heath passing through as well. BC Kingdom and Jeeps. I had to get my headphones on at the same time because I was reading about our next guest.
Multitasking?
Very, trying to anyway. Not very successfully. Next guest is coming up, last guest of the show and of the year is coming up quite shortly, Big Heath. And I was so enthralled while reading about him, actually, that I kind of lost track of time, let the song finish, and then had to tell you what it was.
Yeah.
We should get into a story, right?
Yes.
Because we've got like lots to talk about. And we very rarely actually get to talk on this show because we have such a high volume of guests and we keep them in because they're always so, usually so talkative that we don't get to talk amongst ourselves a lot of the time. So we should talk about... oh, this is interesting, but that seems quite negative. I don't really want to talk about that. Have you got anything else?
Yeah,
now?
On page two.
On page
we
two.
We can talk about how to find the formula for the perfect Christmas number one.
What? Okay, cool. How, let's talk about that. Because I want to know.
You're going to find out. Read right. on and it will tell you.
Music researchers have found the formula to the perfect Christmas number one. Record label Osterio and analysed every Christmas number one from the past 50 years and found that Pet Shop Boys' version of Elvis Is Always On My Mind is closest to being the perfect Yuletide chart topper. According to the research, a track is more likely to win the Christmas chart battle if it is 3 minutes and 57 seconds in length.
How long's your song, Marcel, that you want to get to
3
Christmas
minutes
number?
28.
Close.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
It was that rate. Do you remember back in the day, like for radio, it had to be like, like minimum, maximum. 3 minutes 28, 3 minutes 30.
So apparently if it's 3 minutes and 57 seconds in length in the key of G major, has a speed of 114 BPM and is performed by a solo artist aged 27.
That's a bit precise, isn't it?
For real. It was also found that nearly half of the number ones analysed were covers. Almost all were not about Christmas and many were ballads. 1987's Always On My Mind is said to have the ideal key and length, while being a cover also worked in its favour. Is that it? Okay, Patriot. I don't have Patriot.
Oh. That's
despite
good.
Carrying
Patriot,
some of
good.
The formula's characteristics, Always On My Mind is performed by a duo, which we already knew, who had an average age of 31 and a half and is slightly too fast at 125 BPM. But in other words, the theory is bullshit.
It's absolutely crap, isn't it?
Really doesn't hold any weight whatsoever.
No, who would have been 27? Like maybe the members of E17, but you collectively, wouldn't you say?
At that time, no. They were young back then.
Mr. Blobby, I believe, was 27.
Yeah, he definitely was.
Wasn't that just Noel thing in the costume?
No, Mr. Blobby was real.
I always thought it was Noel in there.
No, sometimes you used to see them in the same place at the same time.
On Noel's house party, they were always in the same room at the same time.
There was actually a guy who I can't remember his name, but a guy that was the same guy that always played Mr. Blobby.
What a weird role to play, though, just saying Blobby, Blobby, Blobby.
But he used to get paid dollar.
Yeah, of course. Must have. There was a Mr. Blobby amusement park, theme park for a while. Now it's closed down, it's really spooky.
What's it called? Blobby Land?
Something like Blobby, Blobby World, Blobby Land, I don't know. Mr. Blobby. It's a weird.
It was strange, isn't it? Funny. He was very angry, so he used to run around just like slapping people, isn't it?
Yeah, he was just over. He was just so intense. You couldn't tell what emotion he was going through.
But most of them were. Because if you look back, you had that emu that kept attacking people with Rod Hull.
Yeah.
Crinkly Bottom was the name of the park. Yeah, because that was Noel's theme park. And then there was that Spit the Dog, which is spitting at people.
I don't remember that.
Puppets. And then what was that... from Sooty, what's he called? Snoopy or whatever. Snoop?
Sweep.
Sweep, that's it.
Sweep, yeah.
Was really pissed off all
was
the
he
time
the
as well.
No, that was George.
Was George
no,
Zippy.
No, Zippy.
No, that was Rainbow.
No, that's Rainbow.
Sorry, that's
Zippy.
Rainbow.
Yeah, he was angry a lot too. Those very angry puppets back in the day.
Yeah, it's true. Puppies were scary in general as well.
Puppies?
Puppets.
It's been a long day.
I didn't want to. I was like, oh. Because, you know, people might have a fear of puppies.
I was
legit,
like revealing something about my childhood. Like, puppies were so scary. What? No, I said puppets.
Puppies are the sweetest things in the world.
I know you said puppies. You can tell us more. It's a safe space. Why are you scared of puppies?
I'll tell you in 24 minutes.
How do you feel about slush puppies? You all right?
I love slush puppies.
Because
they're not real puppies.
Yeah, just those
put it this
real
way,
ones.
Never used Andrex.
Did you used to be scared when they used to have these... do you remember those little battery dogs that used to flip over?
I loved them.
You weren't scared of that, no?
Maybe that's what... Actually, that probably put the fear of puppies in a lot of people, those things.
Yeah, they were creepy.
Or at least the expectance that... Because if you saw that as a baby... The only kind of semblance of a dog you saw until maybe you were like 10 was one of those. How fucking blown would your mind be when you saw a real dog and it never flipped? You'd just be waiting.
Yeah.
You'd be looking at a dog like,
just watching dogs.
Yeah, then you'd be like, mummy, this dog is broken. It doesn't flip. Yeah. No,
flip it yourself.
Flip.
Just go around flipping dogs. They're all broken.
They'll be banned from every park, innit? Like, yeah.
Every pet shop, just everywhere.
Honestly,
you can't go
name
anywhere.
Just emblazoned across Crufts. Their photos just like, this guy does not come in here.
Why did those dogs flip?
That's a good question.
Because it's basically the only mechanism that they could do to make it look like amazing, innit?
Yeah, that's true.
Because if you had one that just like walked around and like sat, you'd be like, this is boring as hell.
Yeah, it's true.
So the fact that it flips, you're like, oh my god, it done a flip.
Yeah,
yeah.
Should never have been a puppy though, should it?
Nah, it should have been like a gymnast.
Yeah, or
just like in a pose like this all the time. And it's like, then it starts flipping and lands again. It's like, oh my god,
do you know
that is sick.
That is good. Don't you think whoever created toys like them were mad? Because you used to have the sunflowers in that pot that used to just dance and sing, and then that fish one that used to make.
Oh my god,
you remember that? There was a fish
the
thing
fish
that
on
sang.
The bass.
Oh yeah,
on the wall, and it turns its head to you and starts singing. I'm like, why are you turning your head, guys? Your eyes are on the side of your head. You can already see me.
So true.
But who
Why
would are you want looking a fish at me? Who would want to sing in fish as a
Fuck
toy?
Fish.
No, but I'm
weird.
But they're quite old school, no? That's like,
yeah, but then they did a retro thing. They sort of brought all those old school toys back. Mm. I can't remember what website. And then I saw a lot of, there were some flowers. I want to say sunflowers, or maybe not. They were like in a flower pot.
Are they the ones with the sunglasses in the guitar?
Yeah.
And then there was the California Raisins as well that used to be.
Hey, no, I remember those.
Do you remember the cartoon?
Yeah.
The Colourful and Raisin cartoon, I was sick. Well, they used to sing, I heard it through the grapevine.
Oh, yeah, did they wear sunglasses as well?
Yeah.
Oh, my days.
Yeah.
Sick.
The Cali Raisins. Hey, I wonder what they're doing
those
now.
Old school cartoons are the best.
I think they're in the retirement home for raisins when they get to a certain age. It's like, you know, that boy bands where they have to retire them after a while and get a younger people in. There's a load of raisins in a home somewhere. I'm really annoyed, quite frankly, because they're still talented.
Do you know what? Like, it's mad because obviously I've been doing that kind of reunion tour, and like all of the bands are coming back, but there's like smaller groups and all that kind of stuff. But then E17 came back, and literally there's only one of the original members in the
Tony. Is it Tony Mortimer?
No, it's not Tony.
Well, it's not
Terry.
E17 then, is it?
Yeah,
Terry was the dancer,
no?
I wouldn't call him a dancer. He's the
goatee guy, innit?
No, do you know what? John was the dancer then. There was John and Terry.
So Brian was the lead singer.
Yeah.
Tony used to write the songs. And then the other two used to like do
that. There was another two. Shit. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
There were only three.
There
of
was
them.
John and Terry. And I think one of them did a bit of singing. And one of them used to say, like, he was the dancer of the band. So if Tony Mortimer's not there or Brian Harvey, I don't really. That's not. For me, that's not E17.
Yeah, and I don't think you could really call yourself the dancer of the band.
Well, Bez,
because you're not making any
Bez
music,
was,
so you can't.
No.
True.
But Bez used to like do the maracas and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose you can be the dancer of the band, but not in the context of actually making music.
No, like it can't be Bez going out doing, I'm on the Happy Mondays tour, but just Bez.
Yeah,
you know what,
I'm on the album.
Yeah.
How, Bez? How are you on the album?
We'd like to take that in as well. Like you had Gary Barlow, then you had Michael,
Jason Orange, Robbie Williams.
Mark Owen.
That's what I said. I was about to call him Michael Owen, and then I was like, that's not his name.
Howard
and then
Donald.
You was like, Michael Owen?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Howard and the other guy, they used to do the dancing, innit?
Howard. Do you mean Robbie?
No, Jason Orange.
Jason Howard.
Gary, Mark and Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie used to sing in it, but then like the other two taller guys used to be the guys that were like,
for real.
Know what I mean?
Howard Donald, their two first names. I love that.
Howard Donald and Jason Orange, what a great surname.
Yeah, I know. I my mind was blown when I realised that was his actual real name. Jason Orange. I couldn't believe that you could have the surname Orange.
I know, right? It's a great surname, I think.
Very nice surname, Jason Orange. Anyway, what's that?
No, it's just like I say that Big Heath still hasn't arrived.
Has he not?
No, if he's not here soon, I promise you, we'll go to a song. If he's like, we will do this game.
We
the show,
will play
with
this
or
game by
here.
Hook or by motherfucking crook. Let's go to a song.
Okay.
By hook
or crook. You know the beat's so sweet like booty me. So sweet. You know the beat's so sweet like booty me. Like booty me. You know the beat's so sweet like booty me. You know the beat so sweet like booty meat. No matter who you meet, you can move your feet. Come through bumping that new funkadelic. That new funkadelic. Come through bumping that new funkadelic. That new funkadelic. Ice Cube got that new funkadelic. That new funkadelic. Ice Cube got that new funkadelic. Better one go clap.
the one a Georgie porch. Treat a big booty like a smorgasbord. Freaks on the flow, freaks on the flow. How many of y'all freaks on the low? Freaks on the flow, freaks on the flow. How many of y'all freaks on the low? What's up for the evening? I ain't in the tricking, I'm in the treat. What's up for the evening? I ain't in the tricking, bitch, I'm in the treat. What's up for the evening? I ain't in the tricking, I'm in the treat. What's up for the evening? I ain't in the trickin', I'm in the trickin'. You know all about that party life. Yeah. Party life. All about that party life. Party life. Party life. All about that party life. Party life. All about that party life. Party life. Come through bumpin' that new funky belly. That new funky belly. Come through bumpin' that new funky belly. That new funky belly. Like a mannequin and then start panicking. I'm too hard for you. You still wanna eat it like barbecue. Freaks on the flow, freaks on the flow. How many of y'all freaks on the low? Freaks on the flow, freaks on the flow. How many of y'all freaks on the low? Come through bumping that new funky belly. That new funky belly. Come through bumping that new funky belly. That new funky belly. Ice Cube got that new funky belly. You know that new funky belly.
She ain't got no competition.
Nope.
Do you feel what I'm saying?
Do you feel that shit?
Been around the world, I ain't never seen a girl like that. Yeah. She the newfound hope.
Found hope.
Backflips way above tight ropes.
Tight rope.
Ha ha, these bitches got jokes. She laughing to the bank while they stay broke. She show me a lot of love, love. Ooh, that's different. Tell me what that tap mean. What is your religion? Tell me all your secrets. I'll be there to listen. I know you think that I am pimping. Oh,
throw it back, fuck it up.
You
looking mad, fuck it up. I said, throw it back, fuck it up. She looking mad, fuck it up. Bitch, bet your back down. down. Got a couple women with me, so you know I'm back now. Yeah, she wanna know about the nigga, know my background. I just hit the get it poppin', blame you know the back. Hey, break your back down, break your back down. Got a couple women with me, so you know I'm back now. Yeah, she wanna know about the nigga, know my background. I just hit the get it poppin', blame you know the back.
That's a song called Throw It Back by Manu Crooks. It's a song about catch. I think it's a song about playing catch. Sounds by the title, I would assume it was just a song about, you know, you just get outside and you just pass time, you get a mitt, baseball mitt.
Throw it back to somebody.
Throw it back.
Yeah. No, but no, it's Australia, so I reckon they were going to be like throwing rugby balls.
Yeah, throwing a rugby ball, definitely.
Well,
yeah, because in rugby you have to throw it
boomerang.
Back.
No, boomerang. No,
you can only
pass. But you throw it to yourself, innit?
Yeah, eventually, but you could throw it back to yourself.
Yeah, true. That's a good point. You're actually throwing it back to yourself.
Yeah. Ah, so he's by himself just throwing it back.
Yeah. Why not?
The philosophy of sport. I think it's rugby. Throw it back.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like he's a rugby coach. Yeah. It's like, don't throw it. What the fuck are you doing?
Throw it back.
Throw it back.
Yes.
I'll make a whole song about it. Fuck's sake.
Let's
you forced my hand.
Throw it forward now because we have another guest in the studio. We're throwing it forward.
We're going to throw it forward to our last guest, not only of the day, not only of the show. Sorry, yeah, only of the... Forget that first bit. Not only of the show, but of the year. It is, of course, Big Heat.
Yo, going on. Thank you.
No, not at all, brother. Thank you for coming through.
Love, bro.
And having us bestow this title upon you. How does it feel?
Is
it
very honoured, bro?
It's pressure, isn't it?
Very no, it's love.
This is like the Ivan Novello's, the Brit Awards that you're going to be up for. Nothing compared to this, bro. This is pressure.
I feel it, bro.
Pressure. But you're used to pressure, man. Like
yeah, man.
You're a rapper hailing from Cambridge.
Yep.
That's pressure. You know,
yeah, but no, I don't think it is because not many people have done it before.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've got nothing to live up to.
That's a good point, actually. No, I like the way you think.
Yeah.
I like the way
he's
you
setting
think.
The standard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's,
yeah.
That's a good point. So you kind of ended up on a lot of people's radars supporting Nas.
Yeah, yeah.
But take us up to that period. How did you get on the right person's radar to support such a legend?
Being a nice person.
Good. So I've good. Worked, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, man. I've been behind the scenes in this industry for so many years. Mm. So making music, mate, always, since when I was like 13. Mm. I started handing out posters for Lovebox, actually.
Street teamer.
Yeah, man. It was trusty, bro. And you know what? I respect anyone that's done that.
Yeah.
That's the most demeaning job I've ever done in my life.
Fair.
But I knew, like, keep doing it and I get my foot in the door with the right people. Mm. I met a promoter at Lovebox, which was a Scouser. So in the end, I took the leap, and I moved up to Liverpool.
Nice.
Yeah, it was sick, bro. It was the best place I've ever lived.
Right.
It's so sick. Then I was living there for 18 months, and then I was like sending this guy music every day, like blah, 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 give me on. And finally, do you know what I mean? Like persistence.
Yeah.
He was like, "What are you doing next?" I think it was on a Thursday. It was the Friday before. He was like, "What are you saying next Thursday?" And I was like, "I don't know. I must have got work or something." He was like, "Literally, you're supporting Nas." Obviously, like for me, bro, I was just like, what? I thought, like, Nas. He was like, bro, Nas. And I was just like, wow.
Mental.
Like, that's pressure.
For real.
This is true. Touche.
That's pressure.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
That is such a... All of those things kind of, compounding and consolidating, like, you know, the good attitude that you said you had, the persistence and just being in the right bloody place at the right time.
That's my advice to all these people, no matter what industry, being a nice person, it goes a mile longer. No matter how people at times are hearing this, someone goes, he's a... he's blessed him.
Yeah.
And you're just so much better, isn't it?
It's
and
also, super important.
It's not fake as well. I just like being nice, isn't it?
Yeah. It's less pressure. Yeah, there we go, it's less pressure to be nice. You don't have to keep up any dickhead personality. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't let it slip if you're a dickhead. If you're a dickhead once,
you've got to keep that same energy
for the rest of your life. Every time you see that person, say if you've only been a dickhead to one person in your life, every time you see that person, you just got to bully that one person. Mug that person up every time you see them.
Literally.
Be nice to everyone else. We've only got 9 minutes left of the show, and 3 minutes of that are going to be spent listening to your song, right? So we've got 6 minutes, essentially, to play a game.
Go for it.
In honour of you.
Exactly.
I believe that you have pens and papers, right?
Right.
I've got a pen.
You've got a pen. Have a bit of paper. Have some paper then. There you go. Oh, we're all giving you paper.
We're just being nice, you know?
So you have a song called Switch Sides.
Yeah.
So records have two sides, as you know, and they have an A and a B.
Yeah.
And sometimes a song becomes really well known, but in fact was a B-side when you would have thought it would be an A-side. So what I've got is five clips and a tiebreaker. I'm going to play you some clips of some pretty well-known songs, mm-hmm. I think. You just have to write down, is it an A-side or was it the B-side, wow. Okay? So let's start with this song by Queen. We will rock you. Very well-known song. Also, the musical called that. But was that an A or a B-side? Got something for that, Mars? Heath?
Mm.
Michael?
Mm. Yes. I think that was like a trick question.
Some of them could seem like a trick question, but some of them are B-sides. Maybe. Some of them are B-sides. All right, what about this song by Michael Jackson? Was that an A-side or B-side? Write it down. Okay, moving on to clip number three. Song number three, sorry, this is The Beach Boys. I'll make you so God sure Only Knows. Big song, right? God only knows what I do without you. Huge song. But was that an A side or was that a B side? Write it down. Marcel, eyes
my
to the
eyes are there are there on the screen.
Okay. What about this song from the Righteous Brothers? Again, big song in the film Ghost. Everyone knows this song.
I hunger.
That was Unchained Melody. But A or B side, write it down, write it down. Okay.
He was singing like he knew he was getting sex that night. You know when the. Anyway.
Right, number five. This song by Stevie Wonder, A side or B side? I just called to say I love you.
That's a tough one.
Is that an A side or a B side? Write it down. Do you want the. I don't want to give you the bonus yet, but I would like. Let's take some answers. Right, Heath, Queens, We Will Rock You. Do you think that was an A side or a B side?
It's got to be A. It's got to be.
Okay.
But then if it's a trick question, then I'm going to be upset.
Okay. Marcel, what did you get?
I'll
put B. B side. Okay. And what did you get, Michael Payne?
I'll put for B.
Both right. It was a B side.
Yes.
Champion.
Of We Are the Champions. Well, helpfully, or someone's put higher on the A side. It was the A side of We Will Rock You, and I'm like, that's the same song. So that's a bit of a mistake here, but okay.
So nice,
Marcel and
twice.
Michael, you both got right. Yeah, it was.
B and I crossed it out.
No, it was We Are the Champions, of course. Right, Michael Jackson's Rock With You. Heath, did you think it was an A or a B side?
I put B.
Marcel?
I put A.
Michael Payne?
I also put A.
Correct, Marcel and Michael
what?
Payne. That was
there
the
was A
side.
These three of my guys have seen this.
Nah.
You've got to think.
Was there a video for it? If they pay money for the video, that's the A side.
Oh, okay. Well, the B side was called Get On The Floor.
Usually, that's how it
back
works.
In the day.
Usually, yes.
Right. Hang on. Say that again. If they paid money for
a
video.
So basically, if the label back in the day paid money to make a music video for it, that's the
single, yeah.
The B side. So that was the A side, Rock With You, Michael Jackson. The B side was called Get On The Floor. Beach Boys, God Only Knows. Marcel, what did you get? B side, okay, Heath.
I put B, so I'm hoping.
Michael Payne? Yeah, correct.
Yes.
That was indeed the B side. Well, the A side was Wouldn't It Be Nice by them.
Mm-hmm.
Another quite big song, in fact. And so, okay, Michael Payne, The Righteous Brothers, Unchained Melody, A side or B side?
I've gone for something controversial. I've gone B.
Okay.
I've gone A.
Okay.
I've gone B.
Correct, Michael Payne and myself.
Yes!
The A side was a song called Hung On You. Have you ever heard that?
Nope,
never heard it in my life.
This is it, and I've never even heard this before in my entire life. No, but
you know what? No. The reason why everyone would think that's an A is because Ghost just made a song. It just made a song massive, innit?
I don't even think Righteous Brothers have heard the A side.
Okay, well, you made this song? What? Seriously? That's us?
Not me. Get
Stevie
out.
Wonder.
No way.
I just called to say I love you. Heath, A side or B side?
B.
Mark, Marcel?
I've gone A.
Well done, Marcel. What? Michael Payne.
This is so tense.
I want to give you a point because the B side was I Just Called to Say I Love You instrumental.
Amazing.
And finally,
it spells
Actually, you got 1 point there, Heath. You two got five each, which means it is a tiebreak situation.
Oh, bloody no.
All right. So let's have a listen to this. Say, was this an A or a B side? I go about things the wrong way.
Just like anybody else.
That's the Smiths. How soon is now?
B
side. Okay.
I'm gonna say B.
You're right. I've got no more tiebreakers. Damn it. Yeah, I don't even know. The A side was.
All right. What was on the A side?
Oh yeah.
What was on the A side?
I don't even know who that band was. I was just guessing.
I don't even know. I know who it was, but I don't even know. I'm gonna guess that on the A side it was This Charming Man.
No, it was a song called William. It was really nothing. Again, right? So
yeah.
You're both, it's a Christmas miracle. You're both winners.
Fair play, mate.
You know what I mean? At least I didn't lose.
Yes, this is very true. No. This is very
it's
true.
Bravo, Phil.
It's right,
man. I'm embarrassed.
I just called you Heathcliff. Did you hear that? Big Heath.
I just got called Keith outside. So
I'm no, I'm not, you know, yeah, I think Heathcliff's better than Keith.
Yeah, I get called Marcus quite a bit.
Heathcliff was a G.
You know,
Marcus. He just sounds like a math teacher.
Heathcliff's a legendary cartoon character. He's a G. Before you go, being our last guest of the year, Big Heath, please introduce your song for us.
This is Big Heath, and we're playing Lonely.
Bye, say Merry Christmas.
No
Merry Christmas.
Nonsense! Merry Christmas, happy
Merry
New Year.
Christmas, guys.
See you in 2019.
Cheers.
Yeah, I don't know why I feel so lonely. I feel like nobody knows me. Yeah, I don't know why I feel so lonely. I feel like I'm the only one who knows me. Yeah, I don't know why I feel so lonely. I feel like nobody knows me. I don't know why I feel so lonely. I feel like I'm the only one who knows me. Yeah, I'm just a man on a mission. I took a leap of faith, I don't need planets permission. I chose my dream, cause man, I couldn't stand in the system. I thank my granddad every day, cause he had me the wisdom. From the class clown to the man of the hour. Any beat that I touch, man, it's clear I devour. So much time on my craft, turn my luck into power. Like my mind was a prison, I was stuck in a tower. You see, bullies used to laugh every time I used to speak. I used to stutter, man, it made me feel so weak. It's funny now, cause when they see me up in the streets, they be like, yo, Big E, yo, what's happening, my G? I'm like, no, my brother, you can't shake my hand, you can't pump my fist, you ain't part of the plan. I remember when you used to just start on me, man. It was me against you and like half of your gang. And I swear the only person that gets me is just my nan. When I phone her, she listens, she never asks for a hand. The only person understands when I tell her my plan. I just pray she's here tomorrow, cause it might not land. Yeah, I don't know why I feel so lonely. I feel like nobody knows me. Yeah, I don't know why I feel so lonely. I feel like I'm the only one who knows me. Yeah, I don't know why I feel so lonely. I feel like nobody knows me. I don't know why I feel so lonely. I feel like I'm the only one who knows me. I feel like Maradona after man, he took a line. I feel like Keith Floyd when he ran out of his wine. I feel like Optimus way before I've been his prime. That's why I rhyme, cause every time I come alive, I can't explain this pain up in my brain. I thought that it would stop, but it's happening again.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.